fat profits Friday morning. Greg Smith, good morning.
Hi there.
What did the ECB say?
Oh, well, Mario Draghi, he's putting on a brave face, but sees that the Eurozone needs more stimulus. Left interest rates unchanged at negative 0.4%. As I suggested yesterday, he's changed language up a bit to allow for lower rates, yet talking about more stimulus, as I mentioned. And, yeah, he's saying that trade's having an impact on the zone. There's also softness in emerging markets. But he says that the risks of a recession are still quite low. But, of course, this is all very much, you know, the company line, I suppose, from central banks globally. I suppose this cocktail sort of lower interest rates is seen as the way to go to save the day. We also have the RBA. Across the Tasman there, Governor Philip Lowe, he was talking about rates potentially coming down further as well. So Aussie rates could be below 1% before too long.
Wow, interesting. Mark Stewart, or is it Martin Stewart, the head of Sky, we'll talk to him later on this morning. So they're ramping up their streaming and they're going to come back big and hard on rights, sports rights.
Yeah, that's right. I went along to the briefing yesterday. Actually, I was quite impressed, but there was a lot of head nodding. But yeah, it's going to be this rebranding. Life needs more sport, as they say. Look, this new streaming app, it's absolutely the way to go. I mean, this is becoming commoditised. Obviously, they need to respond to disruption, competition. Coming up with rebranding those sort of 12 sports channels, new sports news channel 24/7, $50 a month, cheaper if you sign up for longer, going toe-to-toe with Spark. And, yeah, there was a lot of head nodding. Look, no doubt Sky's been mismanaged for years, but I think there's a cultural change taking place. Good. They're making a number of smart moves.
Well, I hope so. And you can't beat head nodding, as far as I can tell. And I've been saying this for years. When are people going to wake up to Tesla? If you make a record number of cars and you still can't make a profit, you're not going to make a profit.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, yeah, the stock hit the skids overnight, down 14%. They lost $408 million in the quarter. That was a lot worse than expected, but despite a record number of deliveries, as you mentioned. The Model 3s are flying out the door. I think they make up around about 80%. So they made 158,000 shipments, but they're less than halfway to their target of 360 to 400,000 for 2019. Sales up to $6.5 billion. That's all good from $4 billion a year ago. They've got plenty of cash, $5 billion, but they'll need it. Obviously, there's a lot more competition coming through, the big automakers coming through as well. There's a new SUV coming along. But the other thing as well is interesting that Mr. Musk was sort of relatively casual about the fact that the second most important person at Tesla is leaving, J.B. Straubel. He's the co-founder and the chief technology officer. So obviously there's a bit of head scratching over that one.
Not a lot of head nodding though. So what have we got by way of numbers?
So the Dow down 155 points, mainly related to the ECB. NASDAQ down 0.85%. FTSE down 0.17%. Nikkei up 0.22%. All odds, that was up 0.58%. Australia extended the record highs. Gold down $8. Oil up 50 cents. Currency markets keep you mostly weaker, 66.64 against the US. 95.87 against the A-dollar. 53.51 sterling. 59.79 euro. 72.41. NZ50 up 85 points. Just one parting point. I think a lot of the analysts are still very negative on Sky. Shares were down yesterday. I think, you know, this is a classic case of a lot of sheep failing to sort of be prepared to stick their head out. So I think Sky will be a lot higher this time next year.
Good man. Greg Smith out of Fat Profits for a Friday morning.